Okay, everybody alive?
大家还活着吧?
If you're dead, raise a hand.
如果你死了，请举手。
I see one dead person back there.
有人死在后面。
All right, we're going to. Do you mind if I sit down?
No,
okay. We're going to try to tackle cover a couple of things here prophetically tonight.
今天晚上我们来处理几个问题。
I want to talk, obviously, about the city of Vancouver and the time frame we're in historically.
我要谈到温哥华，还有呢，我们现在在历史上我们进入怎么样的时刻。
I remember about 10, 15 years ago, reading an article written by a journalist about news.
那我大概10到15年前呢，看见了一个报道关于新闻。
He wasn't writing about a situation in news. He was writing about news itself.
他就在谈到呢新闻报道。Now
this was 15 years ago.
这15年前。
And he said, over the last 5 years.
他说呢，在前五年。
There has been more very important news that's taken place than in the previous 20 years.
就是呢，过去五年发生了很多重要的事情，是远远超过过去20年所发生的。
And what he was pointing to is the fact that history is accelerating in our time.
意思说，在我们的这时代，好像历史呢在快速的进行。
History is changing very quickly.
就历史改变得很快。
In 1994, when I prophesied over Pastor Gideon that God would use him to bring tens of thousands of pastors into unity in Asia.
当1994年我为赵牧师发预言说，他会带领了成千上万的牧者进入合一。
It was a very hard prophecy to believe, even for me.
甚至对我来说，那个时候是很不容易相信的预言。
He had never ministered outside of Canada.
他那个时候没有离开加拿大，在外面服事过。
But just what's happened the last 5 years with Pastor Gideon and many of the rest of you involved, it's historical.
但是呢，过去五年，赵牧师还有我们很多有关的人所发生的、所经历的事情是历史性的。
The unity that has taken place with the underground church in China through Gideon and others in the last few years, it is historical.
那透过赵牧师还有其他人一起成就在中国地下教会那个合一是前所未有的。
In the Western world, many countries economically have a problem with China.
就是呢，现在在西方的国家，我们跟中国在经济上有些问题。
Like in my nation, the United States, many people complain about we're buying so much coming from China.
就像我的国家美国呢，我们就有些人埋怨说，我们买很多东西都是从中国做的。
That so much of our U.S. dollars is ending up in China.
所以我们现在很多美金就跑到中国去了。
To me, it's not a mystery.
对我来说, 这个不是个奥秘。
You have 100 million Christians in China asking God to bless their nation.
因为你有11人在中国, 祷告祝福自己的国家。
So guess what? God is blessing their nation.
意义的人哈, 所以呢神在祝福中国。
That's not global economics, that's kingdom economics.
这个不是呢, 世界的经济的运作, 乃是呢, 天国的经济的运作。
It is historical. How the kingdom of God has moved in the face of the earth today.
就是呢，看见呢，一个全新的面貌。
But it is also historical how quickly evil is growing on the face of the earth.
也是前所未有的，我们看见呢，罪恶在世界上来快速的增长。
I've been ministering extensively in Western Europe and Scandinavia for 25 years.
过去25年，我很多时候在欧洲，还有呢，那些Scandinavia那些的挪威啊这些国家服事。
The face of Western Europe has changed just in the last 5 to 10 years.
过去5到10年，整个欧洲的面貌就在改变。
For example, let's talk about Sweden.
就说瑞典来说。
I first began to minister in Sweden in 1984.
我1984年开始在瑞典服事。
I have ministered in many, many churches in Sweden from the north to the south.
我在整个国家从北到南很多的教会服事过。
Sweden was considered one of the safest and most prosperous places to live in the whole world.
那那个时候呢，瑞典是被认为全世界当中一个最安全而且最富有的国家。
But over the last 10 years, things have begun to happen in Sweden that never happened before.
但是呢，现在过去十年发生一些呢过去前所未有发生的事。
There has been rioting in major cities in southern Sweden.
在呢，瑞典的南部有一些的暴动，前所未有的。
Sweden used to be a very, very safe place.
以前它是个非常安全的地方。
And over the last 2 years, there's been unprecedented, sexual crimes that have taken place.
但是过去两年是有前所未有的一些的性的犯罪在当中。
And we can talk about the terrorism that's happening in France and happening in Germany now.
还有呢，在法国、在德国一些的那个恐怖分子的事件。
To the point that an average woman does not even feel safe going to a swim hall any longer.
甚至呢，一个普通的女性不敢呢到一个公共的那个游泳池去。
If we look at what's happened in Turkey just over the last 2 months,
就是呢这两个月呢在土耳其发生的事。
My oldest daughter, who lives in Cincinnati, Ohio,
就是我大女儿住在那美国。
She was scheduled to go on a vacation to Turkey in about 3 weeks.
她本来呢要去土耳其，在那个时候。
One of her best friends lives and works in Turkey.
因为她一个最好的朋友在土耳其工作。
But now they've canceled that trip because Turkey is in major upheaval right now.
现在因为呢是动乱不安的当中呢，她就取消了那个旅程。
And I believe we're going to see Turkey very quickly moving towards an Islamic state similar to Iran right now.
所以呢，我们可能很可能看见呢，土耳其呢变成了像伊朗一样的伊斯兰的为主的一个国家。
I travel extensively to many countries.
我呢去了很多的国家。
And when I first began to do this, the Lord made it very clear to me, Mark, do not talk about politics in other countries.
那一开始呢，神就说你不要在这些国家呢谈政治的问题。
Even when I lived in Canada for 6 years, I did not talk about Canadian politics from the pulpit.
甚至呢，我在加拿大住了六年，我在讲台上呢都不谈到呢加拿大的政治。
Because even though I lived here, I realized I was a guest and not a citizen, and it's not my right to intrude on somebody else's politics.
因为虽然我住在加拿大，但是我不是加拿大公民，我只是客人，所以我不应该参与或介入加拿大的政治。
But I can talk about United States politics.
但是我可以谈一下呢美国的政治。
So I'm going to.
所以我要谈一下。
The rest of the world is looking at.Our political, our presidential race, like it's a comic strip.
就是呢，世界呢看我们的这个总统的竞选呢，好像一个卡通一样。
That on one end you have a very, very liberal Hillary Clinton.
那一方面呢，有非常的那个自由开放的 Hillary Clinton.
On the other side, you have a somewhat conservative Donald Trump.
然后那边呢有一个呢好像一点保守的 Donald Trump.
And it's just amazing all the things that have happened in the last year.Between these two people.
So, 呢，在过去一年呢，发生在这两个人身上的事情实在非常的妙。
But what's happening on the surface is not really what's happening.
但是呢，表面所发生的事不是真正在发生的事。
Hillary Clinton,
Hillary Clinton,
like Barack Obama,
就好像呢 Barack
Obama, like Merkel in Germany,
也是像 Merkel 在
like 德国 George Soros, the billionaire behind the deal, behind the doors deal maker,
也是呢在那幕后呢背后那个千百万富翁。
Their primary focus is no longer the countries they represent.
他们最主要的目的所代不是他们所代表的国家。
Their primary focus is moving towards a one world government.
他们的最重要的关注点呢是要呢进入一个呢全球成为一个政府。
We used to call it one world government 20-30 years ago.
20-30年前我们就提到这个词，一个全球的政府。
Now the term globalist is being used.
现在呢就用一个呢全球性。
But we have actually seen in the United States.
但是我们看见呢在美国发生这事。
How many government leaders behind the scenes have actually been fostering some of the rioting taking place in our major cities.
就是我们很政治的领袖在幕后在推动在我们很多城市里面的那些的暴动。
And actually many government leaders are throwing fuel on the fire to increase the rioting.
而且呢很多的政府的领袖呢是呢火上那个再加油来呢产生更多的那些的暴动。
In the same way that in Western Europe,
正如呢在西那个欧一样。
Many of the leaders are no longer really concerned for the safety of their citizens.
他们很多并不是关注他们国民的安全。
And they are allowing things to happen that are fostering and fueling terrorism.
他们所做的很多事情呢，可以说是鼓励那个恐怖分子的行为。
Because the goal is to move towards a one world central order.
因为他们的目的呢是要进入一个全球一个政府。
And even over the last year, in public speeches in the United States,
所以呢，去年甚至在公开的演说在美国。
Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, has said he wants to see United Nations, military police.Coming into the cities of the United States.
他说呢，就是美国总统奥巴马说，他愿意看见呢联合国的那个军队进入美国的城市里面。
And whether we're talking about the fear factor of terrorism in France, in Germany, in Belgium,
不管呢我们是不是谈到呢法国、德国或者比利时那些恐怖事件引起的恐慌
，or we're talking about rioting in city of the United States，
或者呢是美国这些暴乱。
There is a major move among the leftists to move to foster fear and to foster craziness in order to usher in a one world government, a world order, and this is happening very, very quickly.
所以呢，左派的人呢是一直呢在那推动、煽动的恐惧，以致来推动那个不同的国家进入一个全球一个政府。
Now that does not mean I'm a big fan of Donald Trump either.
并不是说呢，我是非常的支持这个 Donald Trump.
I have many problems with how Donald Trump conducts himself and what he says. I have many issues with him.
他所说的话，他怎么样来表现自己呢？也是我对他也是觉得有些问题。
But there's also a danger right now in the United States, like there is in Europe and some of the European countries.Of nationalistic movements.
但是呢，在美国跟在欧洲一样呢，有一个危机，就是呢一个自己的国家主义倾向。
And the one thing we can learn from history is we do not learn from history.
那我们从历史上呢学到的功课，就是人并不从历史学到功课。
I'm rereading a book right now written by Eric Metaxas.
我在读一本书。
And it's called Bonhoeffer.
就讲到呢，潘学华。
I would encourage every one of you to get hold of Metaxas' book on Bonhoeffer. It was written about 5-6 years ago.
我希望呢，你们看这本书。
It is an amazing picture of an amazing man of God.
就是呢，介绍这个呢，一个神人。
Who was not only a teacher and a theologian, a pastor, but I actually believe he was highly prophetic.
他不只是个神学家，是个牧师，而且呢，他是很有先知预言的。
He was martyred by the Nazis in 1945.
1945年被纳粹政府的人杀害。
I do 3 levels of training in prophetic schools.
我在那先知学校呢做三个层面的训练。
The highest level we call advanced prophetic training.
那最高的就是呢晋升的先知训练。
And we require all of the students to read this book, which is about 500 pages.Before they can take the class.
那我们要求呢，每个学生呢要读完这个500页的书，然后他们才可以上这个课。
And so I'm rereading it myself, just so I know as much as the students know.
所以呢，我现在也是重读，跟学生一样的
But reading it on the plane ride from San Diego to Vancouver yesterday on Friday.
所以星期五我坐飞机来的时候，我在重读这本书。
I was struck by the fact that in Germany in 1932 and 1933.They had no idea how quickly evil was going to accelerate.
但是呢，在1932年跟1933年，在德国人民呢都没有想到呢，这个邪恶是那样的，将会这么快速的来进行。
When the nationalistic party, as known as the Nazis, when they came into political power in 1932,
当纳粹党1932年得权之后
，everybody thought.This is just going to last a year or two. They're going to fade away.
他们以为呢，人民以为他们只会一年左右呢，就不会有任何权利了。
It didn't.
但不是。
It was like a mushroom bomb that went off.
但是呢，它好像呢一个原子弹一样的。
And by 1934, the Nazi regime was imposing demonic theology.Upon the Christian Church.
到1934年呢，这个纳粹党他们就把可以说从邪灵来的那些的神学压在教会上面。
Within just several months,
就是几个月之内
Jewish people were no longer allowed to have jobs and own stores.
犹太人就不再能够上班，或者呢有拥有任何的店开店。
Men and women that were highly respected, that had contributed greatly to society.
他们原来这些犹太人呢是呢被尊崇的，在城市国家有很多贡献。
They were ostracized legally to the point that their neighbors would no longer talk to them.
但是呢就被人呢惧怕，甚至呢邻居呢不敢跟他们讲话。
And I was struck as I read this by the righteous people in Germany. They were caught flat-footed. They could not believe how quickly evil accelerated just over a 2-3 year time frame.
连呢是很公义的人，他们两三年之间呢就完全惊讶的，没想到呢这个邪恶会这样的追上来，掌管一切。
And if somebody had told the church in Germany in 1932 when the Nazis came into power,
如果1932年有人告诉教会，就是当纳粹党得权的时候，
that in 12 years,
就如果有人告诉教会，
millions of Jews, millions of Gypsies, millions of Polish people are going to be exterminated.
如果有人告诉他们12年之后会有几百万的犹太人还有一些其他的人被残害，
nobody would have believed it.
不会有人相信的。
But yet it happened.
但是事情就这样发生了。
And Jesus told us that the times like the time of Noah will happen again.
那耶稣呢说像挪亚的这样的时候会再次的来临。
That society will be concerned so much about our own affairs that we're not seeing the big picture.
就是人们只是关心自己的事情呢，他不会看见更大的图画。
But we are called to be different.
但是呢，神呼召我们是不一样的。
We are called to seek first the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
我们是被呼召要在地上求神的义。
Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil.
耶稣说他来是要毁灭仇敌的工作。
And we are not here merely to survive and have blessed lives.
我们住在地上不是为了呢就是呢存活而且享受蒙福的生命。
We are here to be people who are transformed into the image of Christ and then release transformation to our culture, our cities, and our nation.
我们应该呢是呢被转化成为基督的形象，而且呢让我们的社会城市带来转化。
And as we hear the amazing testimony of what's happened with Pastor Gideon and others, how God has used them to impact the Asian body of Christ, which is impacting the world.
当我们听到呢赵牧师还是其他人分享神怎么样接着他们来改变转化亚洲还有其他国家。
We need to understand there's an opposite acceleration that's happening in the demonic realm.
我们同时知道呢，在邪恶的世界，也同样呢，在邪恶上面呢，也是快速的进行。
I am not saying this to cause fear.
我说这些不是让你们恐惧。
Because God's perfect love casts out fear.
因为神完全的爱除去惧怕。
But I am saying this to establish a platform.
但是呢，我说这些话呢，是要设立一个平台。
To say to you what Mordecai said to Esther.
就是呢，说摩底盖对以斯帖说的话。
For such a time as this,
为了这样的时刻
，God has placed you in Vancouver.
神把你放在温哥华。
For such a time as this,
为了这样的时刻。
So let's talk about Vancouver.
所以我们谈一下温哥华。
When I was here in May and I had the privilege of being with you.
当我五月有机会跟大家在一起的时候
，I felt like the Lord gave me this phrase that.Vancouver is going to be a city with the kingdom of God where the east meets the west.
我觉得当时神给我一句话呢，就是说，温哥华会成为呢神的国里面东方跟西方相会的地方。
Historically, when the body of Christ goes through persecution,
那在历史上呢，当基督的身体经历逼迫的时候，
it's forced to go deeper into prayer.
他们必须呢更深的祷告。
And God answers prayer.
神就会听祷告。
So there's this inverse relationship in the kingdom of God that when a city or a nation, the church of that area is under persecution, the kingdom increases.
所以呢一个相反的情况，当呢更多的逼迫，神的国却是呢更多的扩张。
If the devil was smart, he would just back off all the heavy persecution.
如果呢仇敌呢聪明一点呢，他就不会那样的逼迫教会。
But he hasn't learned much in 2,000 years.
那两千年他还没学到。
He hasn't learned much from history.
他还没有从历史学习的。
But on the other hand, where there's heavy persecution,
但是呢，在有很厉害逼迫的地方
，it can also impact not only the people but the people of God, with what you could call a sorrow, a grief, especially when they see loved ones tortured, loved ones put in prison and suffering.
不只是呢影响了教会，也会影响了一些人，他看见他所亲爱的人啊受苦啊受害，或者呢是被关起来。
And so the idea of high celebration is sometimes a rather alien idea.
所以对这些受逼迫的教会呢，非常的啊热烈的庆贺。
But in the Western world, where the church has had so much freedom,
但是呢，我们在西方的教会，我们有很大的自由。
We haven't had the depth of prayer like in the underground church in China.
我们没有像好像中国地下教会那样的深度的祷告。
Or like many of the oppressed peoples, churches in North Africa or India.
或者呢，是像其他一些国家，印度啊，或者北非啊。
We've had moves of prayer.
我们是有曾经有
But we haven't really moved into prayer.
有不同的祷告的运动，但是没有真正的进入祷告。
We've had moves of prayer, but we have not really moved into prayer as a lifestyle.
我们有不同的祷告运动，但是没有呢真正的进入祷告，成为一种的生活方式。
But we have had the gift of amazing worship breakthroughs of the last 50-60 years.
但是呢，过去50-60年，在西方呢，我们神有给我们很多的敬拜的运动。
And Vancouver.I believe in a microcosm, it exemplifies both of those.
我觉得呢，温哥华呢，好像呢就代表了这两方面都有。
Brother Bob Birch,
Bob Birch 牧师
who's been a spiritual father to several of the leaders who were here on the stage.
就是呢，今天我们这些父老们的一个属灵父亲。
God used him to establish this nationwide, Canadian-wide intercessors movement called Watchmen of the Nation.
神借着他呢，在整个加拿大来设立了这个一个代祷的运动，这个万国守望者。
That's impacted churches throughout all of Canada.
影响到整个加拿大的各教会。
And so there has been strong moves of prayer that have been birthed out of Vancouver.
所以呢，是曾经有很强烈的祷告运动是从温哥华生出的。
But there's also been some amazing worship leaders that have come out of Vancouver.
温哥华也曾经生出呢一些很棒的敬拜领袖。
I think back to the early 80s.
我想到呢80年初期。
Worship leaders like Brian Dirksen.
好像 Brian Dirksen.
Worship leaders like Andy Parks. And there's been several others.
还有不同的这些的。
They were not only prolific in their worship writing, but they were prophetic.
不只是呢写了很多诗歌，而且呢是有预言性的。
The songs that God gave Brian Dirksen about the Father Heart of God were about 10 years prophetic about the Father Heart of God movement coming to the church.
就是呢神给他，比如说 Brian Dirksen 关于天父的心这些的诗歌呢，是可以说比那个关于天父的心的这个运动呢是早10年。
And I believe that God has brought many churches in Vancouver full circle now. It's a time to cross over a fresh Jordan.
现在呢，神让呢温哥华的教会呢，已经呢到一个地步呢，要再跨一次那个约旦一个新的开始。
Depth of prayer, but also a new song of the celebration of Jesus rising up in Vancouver that's going to go to the nations.
我相信呢，不只是呢有更深的祷告，而且呢会有新的诗歌来高举耶稣基督，而且这些诗歌也要去到列国。
Even how God has used Caleb and others already in China releasing a new song of celebration.It's wonderful. It's incredible. It's prophetic.
今天我们Caleb 还有呢其他的领袖已经呢释放了一个新的敬拜在亚洲中国。
But as it is in the natural, so it is in the supernatural.
但是呢，仍然自然界是这样的，在超自然界也是这样。
And as Vancouver has this amazing blend of all these different ethnic groups and nations gathered together,
就是温哥华呢有各个种族聚在这里。
That's how it's going to be in the supernatural as well.
在灵界里面也会是这样。
And God is going to birth some things in both prayer and worship that are going to impact churches and leaders from around the globe, both the East and the West.
神呢会在这里呢在祷告跟敬拜方面呢会生出一些会影响呢东方西方的。
Now allow me to shift a little bit and talk about the nature of prophecy.
那我讲一下呢，关于预言的本质。
And we're going to get into some deep theological waters here.
那我们好像一些处理一些很深的神学问题了。
I know just enough theology to get her in trouble.
我懂一点点的神学可以让翻译的困难。
So if you don't like what I say, throw the rocks at her.
所以如果你不喜欢我所说的，那你就怪她翻译不对。
No, it's very solid and simple what I'm going to say to you.
不，是很简单的，而且是很有圣经根基的。
There is in New Testament, New Covenant prophecy.
就是呢，有新约的预言。
There are prophecies that are absolutely sovereign.
有些的预言呢，是完全是神掌权释放出来的。
By that I mean God saying, "I am going to do this."
就是说，神说我要这样做。
And it is not contingent upon whether you and I believe it or even obey it.It's God saying, I am going to do this, and if you want to be part of it, get on board.
就是呢，这类的预言就是说呢，不管你信不信呢，我一定会做的，但是呢，你可以呢，投入，参与在当中。
But those sovereign type of prophecies probably are less than 5% of all New Covenant prophecies.
但是新约预言当中呢，这种的神主权性的一定成就的预言呢，就大概只有5%。
Most New Testament prophecies are what we would call conditional.
就是呢，大部分新约的预言呢，是说有条件的。
By that, God gives the hearer of the prophecy an invitation to respond, and if they respond and obey God, then God will release certain things.
就是呢，这些预言就是呢，邀请我们来回应。如果我们回应的话呢，神就会释放这些的预言的结果。
For example, over the last 30 years, I've prophesied over many people.
比如说，过去30年，我为很多人发预言。
That God was going to use them powerfully in evangelism.
就跟他们说呢，神会大大的使用他们在布道上面。
And we have many testimonies of people writing to me or emailing and telling me when I meet them.
也很多人呢会写信给我，或者我看见他们的时候，他们就会见证。
They'll say something like, "I never thought of myself as an evangelist."
我从来没有想到呢，我是个传福音、个布道的人。
They might even say, "I never led anybody to the Lord."
之前我从来没有带领人信主。
But when I received that word and began to pray about it, God began to do something.
但我领受这个预言，我也为这个预言祷告的时候，神开始做事。
And those testimonies are exciting.
那这类的见证呢，很兴奋。
But I've also had people come up to me.
但也有人呢，跟我说。
And they say, "Hey, you gave me a false prophecy."
Hey, 你给我的那个预言是假的。
You told me God was going to use me to lead people to Christ.
你说神会使用我带领人信主。
And they say it hasn't happened.
还没有发生。
And I say, "Well, how many people have you shared Christ with?"
那你跟多少人分享耶稣呢？
Well, not that many.
没有几个。
I say, "Well, how many people have you opened your mouth and talked to about Jesus?"
你跟多少人开口跟他们讲耶稣呢？
Well, no one really.
其实一个人都没有。
How dumb can you be and still be drawing breath?
那是。
That maybe doesn't work so well in Chinese. So.
够笨。
That when God gives you a prophetic word, most of the time it's an invitation to respond.To the will and the purposes and the character of God.
所以神给你个预言的时候呢，就是邀请你可以进入神的心意。
But there are those times.
但是你有时候。
That what we would call an appointed time, a kairos time.
就是神预定的时候，神特定的那个时刻。
In Daniel chapter 2, verse 20.
就是呢，但以理书二章二十节。
Daniel said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might."
就是呢，愿颂赞归于呢，那个。
I thought you had it memorized.
No, I don't.
Daniel chapter 2, verse 20.
颂赞归于呢，神是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属乎他。
He changes the times and seasons.
他改变时候日期。
It's up there too.
废王立王。
He changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise.And knowledge to those of understanding.
他废王立王，赐智慧给智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。
He reveals the deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells within him.
他显明深奥隐秘的事，知道暗中所有的，光明也与他同居。
And Daniel went on to prophesy to Nebuchadnezzar what God was saying to him, the sovereign will of God.
然后跟着他就向尼布加尼撒王预言呢神给他的话，就是神呢主权性的旨意。
In January of 1994, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit hit our church in Toronto.
1994年神的复兴他圣灵就临到我们的教会在多伦多。
You got to speak into the mic. So,For within a week and a half,
就是在一个半周之内,
our little church,
我们小小的教会,
we began to have 600, then 800, then 1,000 people, then 1,500 people every night, six nights a week.
然后呢，每一天一周六天，从600人、800人、1000人、1500人都聚在一起。
They began to come from all over the world.
就全世界各地就来到这。
And they kept coming for six, seven years.
而且呢，连续六七年继续的有人来。
And in October of 1994.
就是呢1994年的十月
A friend of mine, a Japanese pastor living in Los Angeles
就是呢洛杉矶一个日本的牧师朋友
He called me, said, Mark, I'm bringing 60 Japanese pastors to Toronto
他说我现在要带领了60个日本牧师到多伦多
And he said, are you going to be home that week?
那周你在吗
I said, yes, I'll be home
我在
And he said, can you do some meetings with them?
你可以带领他们有些聚会吗
I said, yeah
可以啊
So I took the week of meetings that week.
所以呢，那周我就带领聚会。
And I did a few special meetings with them.
我也为这些牧师呢特别有些聚会。
These Japanese pastors, they had never seen people drunk in the spirit.
这些日本牧师从来没有看见人醉在圣灵里。
They hadn't seen people falling down in the spirit.
从来没有看见人在圣灵里呢倒下来。
They were very uncomfortable with it.
他们就觉得呢很不安。
After the first day, they all wanted to try to fly back home to Japan.
就过了那第一天呢，他们都想呢飞回日本。
But it cost too much to change their tickets, so they were stuck there.
但是因为那改机票太贵了，没办法，他们就留下来。
And I had prayed and said, Lord, do you have a prophetic word for me to give these Japanese pastors?
所以就祷告主啊，你有没有预言让我可以给这些日本牧师的？
Japan was one of the hardest nations in the world to evangelize.
那日本呢是世界上呢像传福音最难的一个。
And the Lord said, "Tell them I love their nation."
告诉他们呀，神说，告诉他们我爱这个国家。
And because I love their nation, I'm going to shake the nation to open it up for the gospel.
因为我爱这个国家，我要震动这个国家，以致打开这个国家的门，可以接受福音。
I said, "That's great, Lord. How are you going to shake it?"
我说好啊，那你怎么样来震动这个国家呢？
He said, "I'm going to do 5 things in 5 months."
我会在五个月之内做五件事。
He said, "I'm going to shake it politically."
我要在政治上震动它。
I'm going to shake it financially.
在经济上震动它。
I'm going to shake it with storms.
我会呢用那大暴风震动它。
I'm going to shake the earth.
我要用地来震动。
And I'm going to shake it culturally.
而且在文化上要震动它。
I said, Lord, is there anything good in there?
我说这个里面有任何好的东西吗？
I need something to throw them a bone, you know, something to make them feel good, you know.
我应该给他们一些的好处吗？
So I did these meetings for a week with the Japanese pastors.
所以我就呢带领这些日本牧者有一周的聚会。
And I said, here's what the Lord says about your nation.
我说呢这是神呢对你们国家说的预言。
Over the next 5 months, 5 things are going to happen.
未来五个月会发生这五件事。
You're going to have political scandal come to your highest government level.
就是你政府最高的层次会听到呢一些丑闻。
I said, the yen is going to collapse.
还有呢你们的日币呢会要
At that time, Japan had the strongest economy in the world.
那个时候呢，日本是有全球呢最强的经济。
I said you're going to have storms that are going to bring destruction to Japan.
而且你们会有些大暴风呢，会带来很大的毁坏。
Culturally, your nation is going to be shaken.
在文化上，你们的国家也要被震动。
And the earth itself is going to shake in Japan.
而且那个地也要震动。
Now the Japanese people are very, very polite.
你知道日本人是非常有礼貌的。
They did not believe a word of this prophecy.
他们一点都不相信这个预言。
But 65 Japanese pastors said, "Thank you very much."
但是六十几个牧师呢就这样的鞠躬说谢谢你。
But as the week went on.
但呢那周继续下去。
They began to be deeply touched by the Holy Spirit.
他们呢就深深被圣灵所触动。
And by the end of the week, they were actually trying to see if they could stay longer.
那周结束的时候呢，他们还渴望呢再留长一点。
They got back to Japan.
但是他们还是回去了。
Within 2 weeks, there was a windstorm that hit the South Island that did major destruction.
就是两周之内呢，有一个很大的暴风呢，就攻击他们的南部。
Within a month, a political scandal hit.And at least one of the highest-ranking cabinet members had to resign in scandal.
就是呢，一个月之内呢，有一个丑闻，以致呢，他们其中一个最高的一个政治领袖呢，必须要辞职。
And then, although nobody saw it coming, the yen collapsed.
而且呢，没有人想到呢，这个呢，日币呢就倒下来。
It went from the strongest economy in the world to one of the shakiest.
成为一个呢最坚固的那个经济呢，成为一个最动摇的经济。
And still today, the yen has not come back to where it was.
而且呢，那个日币还没有恢复到那个时候。
And then 4 months afterwards.
然后四个月之后。
There was a cult group released poison on a bullet train, and 29 people died on that train.
有一个那个一个假宗教的派，就是呢放了一些。毒，结果呢，就是一个那个快速的那个火车呢，就产生车祸，有20几个人死了。
It shook the nation culturally.
所以反正死了二十几个。
They had never experienced.
整个国家呢就很被震动。
And then at the 5 months point.
然后呢，到第五个月。
The Kobe earthquake hit.
然后呢，就是呢，Kobe 的那个地震发生了。
That devastated the city of Kobe.
整个城市呢就完全毁了。
Two years later, I was invited to speak in a church in Kobe.
两年之后呢，我被邀请呢到 Kobe 的一个教会讲道。
They said we were a church of about 75 people.
我们以前是75个人的教会。
And all around us, apartments were destroyed.
但是呢，我们周围呢所有的那些的高楼呢都被毁了。
People could not cook.
他们没办法烧饭。
They couldn't wash their clothes.
没办法洗衣服。
So we began to give free breakfasts every day.
我们每天呢就给他们免费的早餐。
We began to wash clothes for people that live near us.
我们呢为附近的人呢洗衣服。
And in 2 years, we grew from about 75 people to 300 people.
我们两年之内从75个人呢到300人。
And in Japan, 300 people is considered like a mega church.
那在日本来说，300人呢就是个超大的教会了。
And so that word was fulfilled.
So then, 这个预言就成就了。
But it was God saying, I am going to do this. He did not cause the poison gas to be released, but he allowed that to take place.
是呢，因为呢，神说的，并不是说呢，神让那些人呢，放那些毒气，但是呢，他容许了这个事情。
He has given man a free will.
他是给人有那个自由意志的。
And that free will is very important for us to understand when it comes to revival.
所以呢，这个呢，我们在讲到复兴的时候要明白。
You can hear the prophecies about Vancouver.
你可以听到很多关于温哥华的预言。
And you can say, this is great, this is exciting.
你说很棒，很叫人兴奋。
But these words that we're sharing about Vancouver,
但是我们分享关于温哥华的这些话。
It is not just God saying, I'm going to do this, it is an invitation to be part of it.
不只是那神说我要这样做，乃是要邀请你们要参与在当中。
Second Chronicles 7:14,
就是历代志下7:14
says, if my people will humble themselves,
如果我的百姓愿意自卑。
And pray and seek my face.
祷告寻求我的面。
I will heal the land.
我要医治他们的地。
And it is an invitation God gives.
这是神给的一个邀请。
That if we will humble ourselves.
如果我们愿意谦卑下来。
And that means turning away from the busyness of life.
就是呢，从我们的忙碌的生活转过来。
Turning aside from what we think we need to do, what we want to do.
转离了我们认为我们要做的事情，或者我们想要做的事情。
That if we will seek God on behalf of the nation and on the city.
就是呢，我们为着这个城市，为着国家来寻求主。
He says he will respond and he will heal the land.
他会听我们的祷告而医治这个地。
And there's a mystery here.
这里有个奥秘。
That God is sovereign.
神是有主权的。
But he also gives us free will.
但是他也给我们有自由的意志。
There is what theologians call the ongoing debate between Calvinists and Arminianists.
所以呢，这个呢，就是神学家呢，他们就是加尔文派的。
Calvinists believe everything is sovereign. If God's going to do it, it's going to do it. If it doesn't happen, well, you know, you're just locked outside the kingdom.
所以呢，加尔文派就说呢，神是有主权的。他如果决定啊，就是一定会做了。
That's a real overstatement, but you get the point.
就是简单的说哈。
And then there's Arminius,
就是阿米尼那边,
who say, well, if we don't preach, people won't get saved. If they don't get saved because of our preaching, they're going to go to hell.
就是说呢，如果我们不传道，人家就不会得救了。所以呢，如果我们不传道呢，他们就会到地狱了。
I personally am somewhere in the middle.
那我呢是在这两个派的中间。
I believe that God is very sovereign.
我相信神是有他的主权。
Because he says in Psalm 139, I know all of your days before one of them began.
因为呢，诗篇139篇说呢，我们所没有度过的日子呢，他都认识，他也定下了。
He said to Jeremiah, "Before you were born, I prepared you for this to be a prophet to the nations."
他对耶利米说，你出生以前，我已经命定你做列国的先知。
God is sovereign, and He orchestrates things toward us to respond to Him.
神是有主权的，他让所有的事情发生是让我们有机会回应他。
And the Apostle Paul even said God predestines people for salvation.
甚至呢，保罗说神预定一些人得救。
But yet in this mystery of the sovereignty of God, he still honors our free will.
但是在这个神有他的主权去命定事情的奥秘当中，他仍然给我们有主权，有那个自由意志。
This is a bit of a mystery that we really don't have the depths of understanding to state correctly.
可以说呢，这里是有个奥秘，我们不能完全的把它说明白。
It's a little bit like the Trinity.
有点呢，像那三位一体。
If anybody stands up in front of you in a church and says they understand the Trinity, they are lying through their teeth.
如果有人跟你说呢，我完全明白三位一体是怎么一回事，他们是撒谎。
We know that there is one God.
我们知道是有一位神。
God says, "I am one God."
因为神说我是独一的神。
But yet He says, "I'm the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
但他又是父、子、圣灵。
And Bible teachers say, "Well, if you take this water." It's all one cup of water,
就是一杯水,
but then you pour some here, and some here.
但是你把它呢一些倒在这里, 这里, 这里。
It's still the same water, but it's in three different places.
是的，都是水，但是在不同的地方。
That's like the Trinity.
这个呢就好像三位一体。
That doesn't explain anything.
我觉得这个并没有解释什么。
The wonder of Christ being of the Father, but coming from the Father.
这个非常奇妙，基督啊，从父而来，出于父。
In the beginning was the Word.
但是呢，起初啊，就是太初有道。
But the Word is also the only begotten Son of the Father.
太初有道，但是道又是神独生的儿子。
We really don't have the understanding to really understand that. We think we do, but we don't.
我们没有这样的头脑可以去完全的理解。
And I'm explaining a bit of this mystery because there's a similar mystery having to do with the will of God and your free will.
那为什么我讲这些呢？因为这个奥秘呢，跟我们跟神的旨意，还有我们的自由的旨意自由的选择有关。
I think sometimes we need to take a fresh look at ourselves.
有时候我们要重新看看自己。
We see the problems.
我们看见一些问题。
We see the disappointments.
我们看见一些失望。
We see the failures.
我看见一些失败。
But yet God says, "I have created you in my image."
神说我是照我的形象造你的。
And we look at what some human beings are capable of.
我们看到一些人可以做的那种的事情。
Beautiful artwork, beautiful paintings, beautiful music.
可能非常美的画画音乐
sacrificially giving our lives to one another, serving one another.
可能非常牺牲自己的彼此的服侍
because we're created in the image of God.
因为呢，我们是按神的形象造的
We are capable of incredible acts of brilliance and mercy and grace.
我们可以做一些非常伟大的非常有恩慈的事。
But we're also capable of incredible evil.
但是人也是有可能做很邪恶的事。
In my nation,
在我的国家
in the last 50 years,
在过去50年
we've killed over 50 million babies.
我们已经杀了5000万的
We've aborted over 50 million babies.
就是呢，透过堕胎杀害了五千万的婴孩。
And I look at our presidential elections and I say we're reaping what we've sown.
当我看我们这个总统的选举的时候，我说这是我们收我们所种的。
As a nation, my country has sown into lawlessness, and that is now what we're reaping.
因为呢，我们作为一个国家，我们是栽种不法，所以我们收割。
We are capable of such beauty, but we're also capable of such evil.
人可以做这么美丽的事，又可以做那么邪恶的事。
But God looks at you.
但神看你的时候。
And He says, "If you will delight in Me," He says.
如果你以我为乐。
I will give you the desires of your heart.
我会把你心里所求的赐给你。
And this is one of the hardest things for Christians to believe.
这个呢是对基督徒来说最难相信的事。
That God really desires to give you the desires of your heart.
就神愿意把你心里所求的赐给你。
We think, well, I didn't receive a prophetic word.
或者我说，哎，我都没有领受一个预言。
Or I don't know if God loves me enough to want to do that.
我不知道神是不是爱我到那一点，他真的愿意给我。
But this is His promise to you.
但是呢，这个是神的应许。
Because you're created in His image.
因为你是按着他的形象被造。
He created you with an ability to dream.
他创造你是可以有梦想的。
He created you with an ability to hope for things you've never done and experienced before.
他呢，给你有一个梦想，一个盼望，做一些你从来没有做过的事。
He created you with the ability to create vision.
他给你有个能力，可以创造一些意象。
It doesn't say delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desire of His heart, but He says He'll give you the desire of your heart.
圣经没有说呢，你要以耶和华为乐，他必将他心里所求的赐给你。没有，是将你心里所求的赐给你。
But God trusts you.
真是很疯狂，但是神相信你。
He trusts you to have godly visions, godly dreams, things you've never experienced before.
他相信你会有属神的梦想，属神的意象。
And so there's a part of the will of God that God says, I'm going to do this, but there's part of it that says, we have to believe, and we have to pursue it, and we have to move towards it.
是有部分说是神的旨意要成就，但是部分呢也是我们要相信，我们要跟着神的意向，跟着神的心意那个预言走。
I want to talk to you about anointed nagging.
我想跟大家说呢，是被恩膏的唠叨。
Which one of you men like to be nagged by your wives?
哪一个男士呢喜欢被妻子呢唠叨？
My wife has the three-rule policy.
我太太呢，我妻子有三个原则。
The first time she asked me to do something,
就第一次呢，她要我做一些事。
She says, "I know you're very busy."
她说我知道你很忙。
I know you're stressed out right now.
我知道你现在很多压力。
But when you have time,
当你有时间的时候
，I need you to fix this window over here.
我需要你呢来修理这个窗。
Oh, that's great, honey. You're so wonderful.
我说你真好。
About three or four days go by.
那三四天之后。
The second time.
第二次。
She says, I know you're very busy, but do you remember I talked to you about fixing that window?
她说我知道你很忙，但是你记得我跟你讲过要修理那个窗户吗？
Now I'm beginning to feel like about a six-year-old boy called in front of the principal.
那我就感觉自己好像一个六岁的孩子呢，被带到了校长的面前。
But if about two weeks go by.
但如果又过了两周。
She says, "I know you think I'm nagging you."
我知道你以为我在唠叨你。
And I say, "I get the point."
我明白了。
I'll do it right now.
我现在就去做。
Wives have an ability to give anointed nagging to their husbands.
所以呢，妻子呢是有呢可以唠叨的时候有恩膏的。
The Bible has a number of anointed naggers in it.
那圣经呢有提到呢有几位呢是很有恩膏去唠叨。
One of them is found in the Gospel of John.
那其中一个呢就是在约翰福音。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
You don't need to turn to it.
Yeah.
Jesus' mother.
就是耶稣的母亲。
He shows up at the wedding party.
就在那一个婚宴当中。
It's been going on for quite a while.
已经呢进行一段时间了。
And as they would do at a nice Jewish wedding.
那就是呢在那一般的犹太人的婚礼。
They were eating a lot of great food and drinking some really nice wine.
就在吃很多东西，喝很多的美酒。
Jesus shows up late.
然后呢耶稣就晚到。
All the wine is gone.
所有酒喝完了。
So his mother comes up to him.
所以他母亲就来说。
And says, son, they're out of wine.
儿子啊酒没有了。
She's thinking,I've been hearing about these miracles you've been doing.
他可能在想，哎，我好像听说你有很多神迹。
Right now, we could use a real practical miracle.
现在可以用一个很实际的
But Jesus responds to her with a prophetic and theological statement.
但是耶稣回应他呢，是一个预言性的，还有一个神学性的话。
He says, "Woman, my hour has not yet come."
那女人，我的时候还没到。
And he was prophetically saying, "The true wine of the Holy Spirit would not be released until after he ascended to the Father."
就是呢，他那个真正的那个从圣灵来的酒。是要等他到天父那里呢才会释放出来。
But now comes the anointed nagging.
那跟着呢就是那个恩膏的唠叨来了。
His mother looks at him.
妈妈看着儿子。
And she says, son, I realize you just said something that went way over my theological perspective.
儿子，我知道你刚才讲的那很神学性的话。
I understand you just prophesied to me something I don't have a clue about.
我知道你刚刚发了一个我不明白的预言。
But we need some wine.
但是现在我们需要酒。
Okay, mom.
好吧，妈。
And he said to the servants, "Fill up those 6 ceremonial pots with water."
所以呢，他就跟仆人说呢，把那六口。
And he said to the servants, "Dip in your pitchers and take it to the steward."
然后呢，就把那水就那拿出来给那个管筵席的。
They dip in their pitchers, they carry it to the steward.
他们就拿了一点点那个水交给那个管筵席的。
And a miracle happens.
然后那神迹就发生了。
It's transformed into wine.
已经变成酒了。
And they give it to the steward.
他们给了那个管筵席的。
He tastes it, says, "This is really good wine."
哇，这个酒太好了。
And he calls for the bridegroom.
他就呢找那个新郎说。
And he says, "Usually people serve the good wine first."
那一般人呢把好酒呢放在前头。
Because after people have drank the good wine, they can't tell when they're drinking cheap wine.
因为那人呢喝了好酒之后呢，后来也分不出呢那个酒是没那么好的。
I'm not speaking from experience.
我不是从经验说话。
And he says, "But you have served the good wine."
你把好酒留到最后。
Many Christians believe he said last.
很多基督徒以为是说最后。
Even some Bible translations use the word last.
有些的翻译也是说呢到最后。
But what he actually said in the language was, "You have saved the best for now."
哦，其实呢，那个语言是说呢，你把呢最好的是留到现在。
This is very important that we understand God is looking for a now.People.
很重要，我们明白神在寻找一个现在的人。
In our Western world culture,
你知道那西方的文化，
we're constantly working for the future.
我们总是为未来而努力。
You're working for a paycheck you'll get in 2 weeks.
你呢，现在努力的工作要等候两周以后能拿到那个薪水。
You're going to college or university so you'll have a good job in the future.
你希望呢，你去念读书是为了你将来可以有个好工作。
You're working hard at your career so you can buy a house.
你是很努力的工作呢，因为你希望呢买一个房子。
You're putting money aside so you can have a good retirement.
你要把钱呢放在一边，因为你希望呢退休的时候很好。
But we can get so wrapped up in thinking about the future, we forget that this is the day the Lord has made.
但是我们的脑筋一直想到未来的时候，我们可能忘了。
This is the day of salvation.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
And if we keep thinking revivals for the future, revivals for the future, revivals for the future, we're never going to enter in.
所以如果我们总是想呢，那个复兴是未来的，复兴是未来的，我们总是不会进入。
Many Christians talk endlessly about revival.
有些基督徒呢，不停地说复兴。
I believe we need to stop talking about revival. We need to become the revival.
我们不要谈论复兴，我们要成为那个复兴。
John Wesley.
威斯利约翰。
He was asked, "How do you start a revival?"
你怎么开始复兴的呢？
He said, "It's very simple."
很简单。
He said, "I light myself on fire."
我喜欢我被火烧一样。
I collect a crowd.
我喜欢那召聚人。
And I let them watch me burn for God.
我那就让他们看着我的为主来发烧。
Rather than waiting for revival fire, let's say, "Here are we, Lord God."
那我们不是等着那个复兴的火，我们就跟神说，我们就在这里。
And when Isaiah said, "Here am I, Lord,"
当以赛亚说，我在这里。
The angel touched him with the coals of fire.
然后那天使呢，就用那炭上的火来沾他的嘴。
The fire is here right now.
这里就有火。
There are continual flames of glory around the throne of God.
其实神的宝座面前不断的是有火焰。
The seven spirits of God are those torches continually around him.
神的七灵当中是有那个火焰的。
Now is the season.
现在就是这个季节。
And Jesus, when he talked about prayer, he said, seek, ask, knock.
所以耶稣讲到祷告的时候，你们要寻找，你们要叩门，你要求。
He gave an invitation.For anointed nagging.
所以呢，他邀请我们呢，要有恩膏的去唠叨。
To keep on him and keep on him and keep on him.
要继续的问他，问他，问他。
And say, Lord, you spoke to us.
就说主啊，你跟我们说过的。
And you're not a man that you should lie.
你不是说谎的，你不像人。
You have promised us that if we should seek you and repent.You will heal the land.
你是答应过我们，如果我们寻求你的面，而且悔改，你会医治我们的地。
Jairus, the religious leader.
这个耶鲁这个领袖。
He came to Jesus.
来到耶稣面前。
And he said, "My daughter is very, very sick, close to death."
我的女儿病得快死了。
And Jesus said, "I will go to you with you to her house."
耶稣说我到你家去医治她。
And as they were going to the house,
他们在路上的时候
，the messengers came.
然后呢，那个报信的人来。
And they said to Jairus,
对耶鲁说，艾鲁说
，Your daughter has died.
你的女儿死了。
They said, "Don't bother the master anymore. It's too late."
不要麻烦老师了，已经太晚了。
Your daughter has died.
你的女儿死了。
But Jesus turned to Jairus.
那耶稣呢，转向了艾鲁。
And he said these words.
就跟他这样说。
Do not fear.
不要怕。
Do not fear.
不要怕。
Only Believe.
只要信。
And the interesting thing is, Jesus did not go and pursue Jairus. Jairus pursued Jesus.
这里呢，很奇妙的，耶稣没有去追着艾鲁，而是艾鲁来追耶稣。
And he said, "Come with me to my house."
他说，我邀请你到我家来。
Just as we're saying, "Holy Spirit, pour out your glory on Vancouver."
就像呢，我们说圣灵啊，求你浇灌你的荣耀在温哥华。
And then the bad news came.
然后呢，那个坏消息来了。
I'm a father of three children.
我是有三个孩子的父亲。
If I was with a friend.
如果跟朋友在一起。
And my phone rang.
如果电话响了。
And it was somebody saying one of my three children have died.
如果呢，有人在电话上告诉我一个女儿啊，一个孩子死了。
If that friend said to me, Mark.
如果我朋友对我说 ，Mark，
Don't be afraid，
不要怕
，Only but just believe，
只要相信
，I would slap them up the side of the head，
我可能就得打他一巴掌
，I would say， Don't you understand the pain and grief I'm in right now？
你到底不明白我里面现在的伤痛吗
？My daughter is dead，
我的女儿死了
，Don't you understand the pathos I'm in， the hurt I'm in？
你想不到我心里的伤痛吗
？But you see。Jesus was always drawing from the kingdom of God.
但是呢，耶稣呢总是从神国的角度来说话。
He was always thinking kingdom, vertical thoughts.
他总是呢那个直向的在天国的那个思维模式。
Where Jairus saw an impossibility.
但是呢，这要有看见的是个不可能的事。
Jesus saw possibility.
耶稣看见是可能的。
And he said, "Come on, let's keep going."
他说来吧，我们继续到你家去。
Let's keep going.
我们继续到你家去。
And they got to the house.
到了那个家。
And people were mourning.
大家都在哭泣。
They were wailing and crying out in grief.
大声的哀伤的哭泣。
And Jesus said to them, "Stop your crying."
耶稣说不要哭。
The little girl's only sleeping.
那个孩子只是睡着。
And it says they laughed at Jesus.
他们就笑着耶稣。
Do you know what the biggest deterrent to revival is?
你知道什么是最大的拦阻对于复兴
？It's not Satan.
不是撒旦。
It's not the Antichrist.
不是那敌基督。
It's not the world culture.
不是世界的文化。
The biggest deterrent to revival is Christians who think it's a waste of time to pray and seek the Lord.
那这最大拦阻复兴的就是那些不相信的基督徒，他认为呢是浪费时间祷告。
And if you really start believing the things that are in this book,
如果你真正相信这本书里所说的话
，If you really start believing the 3,000 promises of blessing in this book,
如果你开始相信这个圣经里面3000个应许
，If you really take hold of the prophetic things God has spoken to your heart.
如果呢你真正的去相信紧紧抓住神说的预言
If you really believe that God wants to give you the desires of your heart
如果你真正相信神要把你心里所求的赐给你
Other Christians are going to laugh at you
不然的话有多少的基督徒会笑你
They're going to mock you
会笑你
They're going to think, oh, just settle down. Don't get too excited.
他们说哎呀你安静一下吧不要太兴奋了
You know, you're going to go to heaven someday, and when you get to heaven, everything's going to be great.
你总是会上天堂的到了那边就没事了
Well, that's wonderful.
是很好
But Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
但是神说耶稣说你要先求神的国和神的义在地上
They laughed at Jesus.
他们就笑耶稣
But he went in with just the mother and the father and three of the disciples.
耶稣呢就只有跟母亲、父亲还有三个门徒进到那个女儿的房子。
He kicked everybody else out.
把所有的人都赶出去。
Because unbelief is contagious.
因为呢，不信呢是有传染性的。
Unbelief is contagious.
不信是有传染性的。
Some people think, well.Don't hang around Christians that see R-rated movies and do things like that.
啊，你不要呢跟那些呢看不好电影的基督徒在一起。
Well, that's maybe good advice.
那可能是对的事。
But I want to say to you, don't hang around Christians that don't believe the promises of God.
那不要跟那些不相信神应许的基督徒在一起。
Unless you're discipling them, of course.
除非你当然在呢门徒训练他们。
Because if they're committed to their unbelief.That unbelief will rub off on you.
因为呢，他们是呢委身于不信，那个不信就会影响你了。
This is why the word of God says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony.
所以圣经上说，我们胜过他是借着呢羔羊的血和我们所见证的道。
Because testimony imparts faith.
因为呢，你说见证的时候就释放信心。
It reminds us on a deep level that the things God has done, He still does today.
因为提醒我们的神已经做过的事他今天还继续的会行
I was with a church in South London 2 years ago
两年前我在英国一个教会
And I was telling the story out of the Bible
我就讲圣经的故事
About the woman who'd been bleeding the hemorrhaging for 13 years
就是呢一直患血漏13年的妇人
She came up and touched Jesus' jacket
他就摸一下耶稣的衣裳
And she was healed instantly.
他就马上的医治
And then we went into a ministry time.
然后我们就开始呢服侍
And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge.
然后神就给我一个知识的言
He said, there's a woman here with bleeding.
我们当中有一个姊妹是患血漏的
And you're about to have your stomach operated on.
那你现在呢是要准备要呢胃要开刀
A woman came forward.
那有个姊妹就上来了
She had developed fibroid growths.
然后呢它里面呢开始有些的纤维瘤
on her female anatomy
就呢在她的子宫
about 5 years ago
大概五年前
and she had begun to start hemorrhaging about 4 years ago
然后呢四年前就开始呢流血
and they didn't want to operate
她一直不想开刀一直不想开刀
but finally it was so bad
后来呢就是很严重了
that they said we're going to operate and the operation was scheduled for 3 weeks time
他们就说三周之后呢就要为她开手术
she had lost a very good job because she could no longer function at work.
她呢已经失去一个很好的工作，因为她不能好好工作了。
She didn't sleep at night.
晚上也睡不着。
Because she would just break into heavy sweat at night.
因为晚上呢，她就会呢出汗。
She had to change her sheets sometimes twice a night. Can we get her some water, please?
有时候呢，晚上呢要换两次那个床单。
And when she would fall asleep in the morning.
那早上呢也是呢睡不着。
Go ahead, take a drink.
Thank you.
Is it wine? I thought maybe it got turned into wine when we talked about it. Thank you.
It's okay.
Are you okay? Bless her, Lord. She had lost her job.
失去了工作。
She couldn't sleep well at night.
晚上睡不好。
And when she would fall asleep, she'd be so weak, she needed help getting up in the morning and functioning.
然后呢睡着的话呢起来呢就是都要人帮助他才醒过来
So on the Friday night when I gave the word she came up for prayer
所以周五呢我释放这个话语的时候她上来
And she felt a burning happening in her lower stomach
他就感觉呢他的下身呢有好像火烧一样。
That night was the first night in 4 years she slept the whole night through.
所以呢那天晚上呢是四年来第一次整个晚上睡着。
No heavy sweating, no pain.
而且一点没有疼痛没有出汗。
She jumped out of bed that morning for the first time in years.
然后呢也是第一次呢这么多年来呢一早就醒过来。
And that next morning there was absolutely no hemorrhaging.
而且那天早上呢一点都没有流血。
She came back on Saturday night and testified.
然后呢周六回来呢做见证。
On Sunday morning during worship, the pastor stopped the worship and called her up.
在主日呢，那牧师在敬拜的当中就接
And she was prepared to testify.
她预备好要做见证。
She had a plastic bag that big filled with all the pills and medicine she had to take every day.
她带着一个塑料袋，就是过去她要吃的所有的那个药。
And she said, "I am free."
她说我已经得自由了。
Like the woman who touched Jesus' garment, my bleeding has stopped.
我像那个触摸耶稣的衣裳的那个女人，我
的血漏结束了，
五年的疼痛都没有了。
She said, and even I'm wearing a dress size 2 sizes smaller now.
我现在穿的衣服呢是两个码小两个码。
That got the attention of all the ladies.
你们就很有趣。
Because she said all the swelling is gone from my stomach.
因为呢，我那个胃的肿全部呢消失。
This lady, she lives in London, England now, but she originally is from Nigeria.
她原来是尼日利亚人，现在住在英国。
And she broke out into a dance.
然后呢，就开始跳舞。
And she started dancing all around the edges of the room.
然后呢，在整个教会的周围在跳舞。
The church is about 800 people. About 500 people started following her in a dance.
那教会是800人，结果有500人就跟着她呢，绕着教会跳舞。
And we just danced and worshiped before the Lord for another hour.
我们就在神面前跳舞敬拜又一个小时。
And faith was released.
然后呢，在整个房间就释放了信心。
But you know what that lady said?
你知道那个姊妹怎么说？
She said, "I was scheduled to be operated on in 3 weeks."
我原来呢是3周之后呢要开刀。
But 5 years ago, when the fibroids began to develop,
但是呢，五年前当我开始有这纤维瘤的时候，
she said, "The Lord gave me a word."
主给我一个话语。
And the Lord said, "I am going to heal you."
主说我要医治你。
And she hung on to her faith. She hung on to her faith. She hung on to her faith.
她一直抓住这个应许。
And guess what?
结果
no operation.
不需要开刀。
100% healed.
100%可以医治。
Because she believed the promise of God more than she believed the symptoms.
因为她相信神的应许多过她相信这个症状。
And Jesus kicked everybody out of the room.
所以呢，在故事里呢，耶稣呢把所有人就赶出那个房间。
And then he said, "Little girl, arise."
他说呢，闺女起来吧。
And that young girl was raised from the dead.
然后那个闺女就起来，就从死里复活了。
Can you imagine Jairus?
你可以想象他的父亲亚鲁。
Sick with fear for his little girl.
原来是呢，充满了恐惧。
Then filled with hope because Jesus is coming.
后来呢，又充满了盼望，因为耶稣愿意来为他祷告。
Then the bad news that his daughter is dead.
又有那坏消息，说女儿死了。
And then seeing her dead body laid out.
然后看见他的那个尸体在那里。
But then before his eyes, his daughter sitting up.
然后呢，亲眼看见女儿又坐起来。
What a roller coaster!
哇，那个情绪呢，高高低低。
But he went the distance with the Lord.
但是他愿意跟着耶稣一起走。
And here's the point.
那我要说的。
It was not Jesus's idea.
这个不是耶稣要做的。
It was Jairus's idea.
是亚鲁要得的。
He went after Jesus.
他要追着耶稣要得这个。
But once he got Jesus on the journey with him.
但是呢，当他让耶稣与他同行的时候
，The miracles began to break loose.
神迹就开始了。
Let's stand.
我们起立吧。
Caleb, could I utilize you one more time? And do you mind coming up on the keyboards? Hasn't she done a great job the last couple of nights? Well, I.